Blog Talk Radio.
She's passionate and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Hello, everybody. This is Coach Anna McCoy. I want you to know that you are loved and appreciated. Today is going to be our final radio program for the year, and we'll be reconvening back in January, but we'll continue to list our radio programs for some Best of Woman Act Now radio programs for the remaining portion of the year until we come back in a live broadcast, which will be the week of the 10th of January. So we're finishing this year out in this month with celebrating success. So we spent this month on all of our calls really getting you, as those who are listening to us, to begin to talk about your good success and what you've been able to achieve and do. So we want to invite you to call into the show, which is 718-664-6402, to be a part of the show today. So, again, this is Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth, and we want to let you know that you are loved and appreciated today. It's exciting to be a part of this. So what are we going to celebrate? Whew, we got a lot to celebrate. Actually, we got some things that are coming up the pike in 2011. In January, we're going to be releasing a Power Up, where you power up with Coach Anna McCoy, a program that's going to be running on the American Urban Radio Network. It's 40 million listeners, and it's going to be a little one-minute power-up moments with Coach Anna McCoy. So that's something to celebrate. So it'll be across that network, and hopefully people will come to know who Woman Act Now is, and, of course, be powered up by those short little messages to get them to really think about what they're doing and considering their leadership, or considering just basic principles to help them understand how to be better at who they are. So I'm excited about that, and that's certainly a reason for me to celebrate. We'll start our broadcast. If you normally watch us via broadcast on our website, we're working on that, and we'll be broadcasting to you real soon. We're just working with those technical challenges right now. And so just stay with us for a moment, and Shauna will have us up live and broadcasting shortly. In the meantime, I want to just talk for a minute and share that what's going on in Woman Act Now, and why we want to celebrate the opportunities when it comes to Woman Act Now and our opportunity to continue to serve you. So in 2011, we are going to make the connection on a number of different areas, and that is going to be primarily we're going to be helping you power up. So we're going to start with some things that will start to make connections around the world with some of the people, some of the women. One of the things I want to celebrate, because I know we're going to be able to pull this together, and that is celebrating the opportunity to go to the nations. We're going to really start to make that connection with women around the world. So we want to encourage you as women who are part of this organization, if you will make that connection with us. If you've been a woman who you've wanted to go out of the country, you wanted to participate and have an opportunity to expand your wings, so to speak, then guess what? This is going to be an opportunity for you to grow and enlarge your own circles of influence. So on yesterday, I had an opportunity to talk to one of our members in Lagos, Nigeria, Shauna, and I am so excited about the opportunity of being able to share opportunity with her and share information as it relates to us going to Lagos, Nigeria in 2011, and we want to make sure that all of our members have an opportunity to also be a part of that. So it's exciting, ladies. I think these are certainly some opportunities to celebrate. I want to celebrate also all of those members that are a part of our organization who you've been doing so many things throughout the year and getting focus and, you know, really becoming very steadfast and achieving some of your dreams and visions. And I want to commend you and applaud you on your ability to be able to accomplish your desires in life and that focus. So I'm excited about that. So Shauna, share with me some of the things that you might be celebrating in the year of 2010. What are you celebrating personally? I know that you've been busy doing some things with your professional career, and how are you celebrating that?
Well, you know what, Coach Anna, and I had talked about this on, I don't know if it was on the 15 Minutes to Destiny, but one of the things that I am celebrating is that in January, I will be moving forward with a music video. I've never done it before, and I'm so excited because I was able to solidify or to confirm the producer, a lighting guy, which is extremely expensive, but the Lord blessed and some connections were made, and so I was able to get that taken care of. And I have the background singers, I got the band, I even got the facility, I got everything. And we had our first meeting on last weekend. We actually went down to the event site, uh-huh, and were able to kind of talk it through and see the vision of the video. And then my husband and the producer were talking on yesterday. They had a meeting yesterday to where they actually planned everything out, the different segments on how the video is going to be shot. So it's a lot of different pieces to it that I wasn't really thinking of, and it's turned into something that I'm going to have to work a lot harder than what I thought I was going to have to work
to produce it.
Yeah,
right?
just for my part alone. So, but I'm excited about that because it's a celebration for me because of what I had been trying to do throughout the course of the year. And then another thing I'm celebrating is that I finally made a decision. I had a couple of songs that I needed to finish on my album, but I was really in prayer time with the Lord. And the Lord just confirmed some things for me, and I really went back to a decision that I had made earlier in the year, but I moved away from it because of some things that my husband and I had talked about. But I just told him, I said, you know what? I said, this is what I know the Lord told me, and it's obvious what I'm supposed to do, so I'm going to do it this way. And I don't worry about the doing it the way I wanted to do the other two songs. So I made a decision on what I was going to do. I've already talked to a studio here in Dallas, Texas, that I'm going to be moving forward with probably at the beginning of the year or sometime during those first few months of the year to go ahead and finish the project. And it'll be a lot cheaper because of the way that I know this is how I'm supposed to do it. So
okay.
I'm excited about that.
And as you should be, you're extremely diligent in the things that you're doing, and I think it's important that you celebrate as we serve in Woman Act Now. There are many things that we're personally doing in our own lives, and I think that part is certainly important. And I'm celebrating today trying to figure out where I can go over the next week.
Yes.
I need to celebrate so I can power myself up with enough energy to find a vacation. Now, come on, ladies, here it is.
This is a reason to
celebrate when you have your husband begging you, please, please. He just called before this radio program. Please, friend, can you please? I need a vacation. Can you please? We can go anywhere you want to go. Well, kind of. Because he want to go a certain place, and he's like, well, we can go anywhere you want to go, but we've got to go somewhere. We've got to go somewhere, and I need some power, ladies. I need to be powered up so that I can plan and have the energy and the desire, frankly, to want to go somewhere. You know, I think I'm tired, but I've got to get on a plane. I've got to make it somewhere and share this time and this opportunity with my sweetheart. And you know what? Eventually, I think I'm going to get that done. So no worries. No worries, Shauna. I'm gonna make sure that we get it done. So
Christmas
I'm going to celebrate. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Once a year.
Woo! And guess what? And I'm happy. And the kids are happy, too.
Okay.
It'll take the next 6 months to pay these bills, and when I think about it, it gives me chills, because I don't care. Christmas comes but once a year. Doom, doom, we're getting ready, woo, to have ourselves a ball. I'm telling you, you ought to be watching this. Ready, doom, the kids and everybody else. So Merry Christmas to you all, and to the poor, those folks who are listening to us. I want you to know we appreciate it. We love you for listening. But that is one of my favorite songs for Christmas, and that is Christmas Time Comes But Once a Year by Charles Brown. And every Christmas, I think every Christmas since Shauna has known me, this is the song. And right before our radio broadcast today, our team, we have another company here called Visiting Angels, mm-hmm. and they were having their Christmas gathering. And so I just ran in because I had the radio program. So I ran in. I said, hey, I got a song. Would you like to hear it? And, of course, I sang this song, you know, Christmas Time Comes But Once a Year. And, my God, they were all looking at me like I have lost my mind. I said, I know you didn't, you may not know it, but you need to hear this song, because you know what? It comes one time, but you know what? It's going to take you the next 6 months to pay these bills. And when you think about it, just go ahead and get those chills, because Christmas time comes but once a year. So get yourself ready to have yourself a ball. So that is what we have been talking about, and just enjoying and having a time of celebration for the month of December. So let's talk about a little bit about where we think we're going in 2011.
Okay.
Shauna, I want to talk about, just because this will be our last broadcast, and then we'll broadcast the second week of January after the holiday, mm-hmm. the week of the 10th, and we'll be sharing with you a little bit of what our objective is and where our focus is going to be for 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? A part of that focus, and I've been thinking about it, is one of them is owning the result in your life, and the other one is getting you plugged in and powering you up, having a way to power up and making sure that we stay connected to the sources in our life that really give us power and give us energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to focus on examining how to power up. I had an opportunity. I was downloading some podcasts for my sweetheart so that we'd have some entertainment on the plane on this morning, and Bishop Jakes just finished a series that he has available on iTunes. I haven't had the opportunity to actually hear it, but I want to hear it because it's called Power Line. Okay, so I'm thinking, you know who else I heard recently who was doing another thing on this was Creflo Dollar just finished a series called The Power of Love, you know, talking about being filled with love and this power out of Ephesians chapter 3. So there's something going on about the power and being plugged in. And so here at Woman Act Now, our primary focus in 2011 is powering up, is staying connected, and also not only to be in a place to receive power, but also to be in a place to give power. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a real important point of being able to make that connection with women or with other people in your life that are going to power you up. I had some conversations yesterday, and women were just powered up. I feel powered up. And that is the objective of Woman Act Now, is to be able to strengthen and encourage and comfort and instruct as we do what we do here at Woman Act Now. So another thing that we want to celebrate, because we have more clarity about where we're going in 2011, and that is starting power centers around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes here in America, in many states around the country. We have over almost 250 women that are a part of Woman Act Now, mm-hmm. that are from about 40 states in the United States and about 6 international countries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting about that is we have women, and I know that we have a heart and a call to the nations for the women of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And as we brought our team of women together, our advisory board together, that was an evident love
mm-hmm.
and a compassion for the women of the world. And so I believe that in 2011, what we're already celebrating today
mm-hmm.
is to see those points of light begin to connect with each other, what we call those power centers, that we're going to start to bring some light into different parts of the world
mm-hmm.
when it comes to our ability to be able to dream again, to believe in ourselves, to execute on our ideas, and make that connection with other women who will empower, literally infuse our ideas, infuse our passion, infuse our desire to get on with what we were born to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think of these power centers, that's what I see. And a power center starts with three women who will dare to come together to begin to dream again, to dream bigger than where they thought things were possible. Three women who would come together and hold each other accountable for the purposes and the plans that God has for her. Three women who would dare to come into each other's presence and honor each other, spend time with each other, let their presence touch the heart of each other, and ultimately to choose to have an attitude of love and gratitude
mm-hmm.
in each other's presence, that they would be responsible in loving and caring and encouraging each other when things become so overwhelming that, you know what, I think it's time for you to take a retreat here.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to go back to your source, and we know that that source, our source in Woman Act Now, is God, and God is love, and that love is the fuel to power us up to be the women that we have been called to do, to make a difference in our community, in our family, in our workplace, in the world. And that's what's going to change who we are, what we do, where we go, how we touch. It is going to be the power of love. And I am so excited about that celebration, Ms. Shauna Stallworth.
I'm excited too, Coach. And you know what? I just want to acknowledge the listeners that we have on the line. We want to thank you for listening. If you'd like to chime in, or if you'd like to talk to us a little bit about your successes, you know, either later on in the program or as we continue on, if you hear something that just really resonates or speaks to you, I want to encourage you to just press number one. It'll show us that you'd like to talk to our listeners, and we'll be certain to invite you to the call. But I want to just thank you for listening and encourage you to keep listening. You know what? Invite somebody else so that they, too, can be powered up as we continue in on this week's topic.
So the question is, you know, when you think about, isn't it strange? It's strange to me that people, this is when I think of the opportunities for women to talk about their success.
Mm-hmm.
So many of them shrink back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're they're shrinking. I mean, because we're constantly trying to do certain things or achieve certain things in our lives,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, when given an opportunity to celebrate who you are,
mm-hmm.
to celebrate something and to have others celebrate with you, so many women shrink
mm-hmm.
from that opportunity. I haven't heard one woman celebrate the fact that she is just a great mother. That's not important enough
mm-hmm.
to say, you know what, this has been a difficult year,
mm-hmm.
but somehow, some way, I can celebrate
mm-hmm.
the joy of my family.
Mm-hmm.
I can celebrate just being in relationship with my children. I can celebrate. And, you know, unfortunately, I have I don't have any natural children, but I have a stepdaughter, and we celebrate her presence.
Yes.
She has moved to Dallas, Texas, and we're excited about it.
Yes.
We're excited about just her presence in our company, the fact that we can get to know her so much better
mm-hmm.
because she's closer to us. It's a reason to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think about the opportunity that we give women to just take a minute to celebrate who you are,
mm-hmm.
tell us how wonderful you are, what you've been able to do, something that was difficult that now you can begin to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting. Even when it comes to that, Shauna, we're still shy.
Yes.
We're still shy about, you know, what's really important. You know, and I think just for me personally, being able to celebrate the opportunity of being with these women in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were with these women, or at least I was with the Women of Truth in New York
yes.
this past week. And for those of you who follow on Facebook, you can go to Facebook.com/Coach Anna, Facebook.com/Coach Anna, and you'll see the pictures that we or that I took, and I had somebody take some pictures of me when I was in the picture. I am so crazy. And I, you know what, this is something to celebrate,
mm-hmm.
my uniqueness. And my uniqueness in that I went into that environment, I want to get my own pictures, you know. I'm not trying to get no little pictures. I want to
mm-hmm.
capture my own experience. And so I captured all of these 300 pictures
mm-hmm.
of what was going on in that environment from the moment I walked into the door, and I'm behind the camera, so everyone, they didn't know I was the speaker, the speaker of the hour, but the photographer.
Oh,
but I
funny.
Used every occasion to be a witness of strength, of joy, of encouragement in an environment that I'm in. I understand the power of presence. You know, I'm so crazy. And I had to ask myself, you are crazy. The reason why is I finished my whole speech, and if you would have been there, Shauna, you would have fell over in your chair. Because at the end of it, I was talking about power, the power to be, the power to see,
mm-hmm.
and the power to live forward. And so as I'm sharing these things and I'm talking about the power to be is your because, what's pushing you
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the power to be. Do you have that power just to be yourself, to be your unique self, to know your identity? And if you don't, then who's pushing you? Who's getting you to do what they want you to do rather than doing what you know to do or inspired and directed to do by God?
Mm-hmm.
So then I talked about the power to see, that ability in you to dream a bigger dream than you have, to be able to see what God wants you to see, to live by faith now, because your faith is the substance and the evidence of things
yes.
to come in your life, that God has a future, He has a hope for you, and it's an evidence
mm-hmm.
of something that is to be seen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the power to see, are you a woman who is living by faith? Because
mm-hmm.
faith requires an inward vision
mm-hmm.
of an outward hope.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's an inward vision of an outward hope, that thing that you hope and desire for in your future.
Mm-hmm.
Then I talked about the power to live forward. To be able to move forward in your life, to be able to overcome the obstacles and different things in your life, and how we were going to live forward and have the power to live forward is that she must understand the power to give, power. And you know what that is. That's the 5 points. So we talked about how important it was for a woman to honor other women, because that's a way to what? Give power. I was having a conversation yesterday, and one of the things came out of that conversation was that it was a difficult situation for someone, don't really like this person, but I encouraged, I pushed back and said, honor this person anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. And she made the distinguishing point of honoring versus respect. Well, I can just respect a coach. I don't need to honor her. Mm-hmm. Why? Because honoring is about giving. You choose it. You think more highly of a person than you ought to, or that they may think of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You choose to honor. So I'm talking about all this whole message of power, and the crazy in me had something to say when I get to the power of presence. How important that your presence is in an environment. And I took it up on myself to let people know. Some of you, you come up in here and you don't have any presence. We wouldn't even known you was here. We couldn't even been an alibi for you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because there is no power in your presence. And I said, y'all would have been a sorry group of women if I wouldn't have been here with all this power, with the presence, with me going around, taking all these pictures with my presence. My God, I know. I said, Lord, in the moment it came out of my mouth, I said, Lord, please forgive me. But
Lord,
you just gotta come straight with folks when you need to. So I did, ladies. I just said, because some of y'all just don't know how to be present. Be present and let people know you are in the house. And I sure hope that you have been powered up so that people know that there's a reason for your presence. There's a reason for your birth. There's a reason why you're here. You didn't just show up today. What's wrong with you? Well, anyway, that's kind of what happened. So I just want to thank those who are listening to me. Coach got excited. But I meant every word of it. But I didn't have to call them sorry because they... But I just thought of that game, sorry. Did you ever play that game, sorry, Shauna?
No.
Good, because I thought it was a sorry game.
What?
Why would you play that game, sorry?
What is it? Is it a board game? Or
it's
is
a board game called Sorry.
Oh.
It's got basically some pieces, and you spin, and you land on something, then you got to go, sorry. I mean, like, who brought up that? I mean, what were they thinking about? I need to ask the happy camper, how do you teach people to be sorry?
Mm.
I mean, you got to stop being sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to get folks in our on the line with us today, so I wanted you to know before we let you on that you loved and appreciated today. I ain't going to call you sorry. I'm going to let you in here and be a part of this. So I want to hear, how are you celebrating? So 214, I want to welcome you to the call.
Coach, you crazy, and I'm crazy about you. It's Rob. Yeah, I'm falling out of my seat. But, Coach, oh, my gosh, I am separate, unique, and whole. I don't have any children of my own, but I think I'm the best auntie in the entire galaxy. So I just wanted to announce
that. Girl, that's good, but don't start nothing, won't be nothing. Because that's good now. You know, I'm in agreement with you. You know what we need, Rob? We need our own auntie organization.
Yes.
Whole wide world.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know what? And when you were saying that, I put something out for the Kidney Foundation, and it was the sorry game. And you know what? If they haven't gotten that bag, I'm going to go take it out and just destroy it. Because the power of words, the power of situations, that's what it's all about. I had a customer tell me today, you sure are chipper. And I wanted to say, well, hey, it's because I hung out at a power summit a couple of weeks ago, and I finally come to the decision that no matter what's going on, each day is my power choice of selection. I can choose the red pill or the blue pill, the red pill or the blue pill.
Girl, that is good. You know, you just sparked something in my mind. And that is every single day. You know what? It's really even more than every moment by moment. And if we were hourly, it's something we can capture, we can think about in our mind. But hourly, we must choose to plug in the right source. Because the measurement is, your barometer is telling you what's going on. Like your emotions become, or your feelings become the barometer that you can choose to follow or you can choose to lead.
Yeah.
And when you choose to lead it, you're plugging into something greater than who you are. Because you know them feelings will just lie, plain lie to you. Just, and I think my feelings been lying to me about this trip. Just lying.
Yes.
So I'm going to re-plug, Shana.
There you go. I'm proud
of you. I'm probably
going to
find out where I'm going.
Yes, because, Coach, you have poured out so much into us.
You
need rest, enjoyment, and to be build up and fulfilled. Remember what you said about depletion? You got to get that power. You got to get that power. And I think it's in one of your I was going back over the treasure, what I call the treasure website, which is Woman Act Now website, for those of you who don't know. And when you were talking about goals, you said 8 hours of something, 8 hours of something else, and 8 hours of something else, and that other part, I think it's rest. And that was power for me, to go back and look at those 10 ideals again.
Wow.
Get pumped up. So go take your vacation, because we know when you come back, you're going to be even crazier than the craziest of what you've ever been.
Well, you know, I'm definitely going to do that. You ladies have encouraged me today to make that choice, and I'm going to do that because one of the things, I guess for me, because I have so many things on my mind, and to be quiet in my, a part of my restoration comes from not being distracted, if that makes sense.
It does, because what you're saying is that you can funnel out every single idea.
Yeah.
And no longer are you thinking about these things. No longer are they even on the back burner simmering.
Yes.
They are finally out of me, and now I can...
relax a little bit. And so a part of that process is in my head, and I'm being as transparent as I can be, in my head I'm thinking, okay, now I'm going to go on this trip, then I'm going to have to play golf all the time because my sweetheart want to play golf, but I really don't want to play golf. I want to, if a trip to me, I think I'd prefer, this is my thought process, I think I'd prefer to go to the mountains where I'm snowed in and I can't go. Okay, not going to happen with my sweetheart. Do you see what I'm saying? There's no such thing as snow golf. And I'm thinking, and I've got this war going on in my head, thinking about if he gets me to that sunny weather every day, you know, and golf is like 5 hours, okay? It's 5 hours, but in my mind, rest and relaxation is like, I don't have to do anything. I can just sit here. I can just read a book if I choose to do that. Or I can really work on some of the things that I want to empty out of my head. I don't want to come back 2 weeks from now and be at the same place I am right now, because to me, I'm going to be exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be exhausted in the sense that I still have these things on my plate, whereas when I say rest for me is a lack of distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I have so many distractions, so many requirements, so many, you know, people pulling at you for this, you know, I'm thinking, how do I escape all of this and really focus on dumping what's on the inside of me, because, you know, it just that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But my sweetheart's perception of vacation and relaxation does not include my laptop.
Right.
Do you see? But this is a problem, ladies, because it's a difference of opinion here.
Well, Coach.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to let him go play golf. But no, why you make me go play golf by myself? You know what I'm saying? This is an issue. So somebody better get to coaching.
Can I coach you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's consider. the purpose of, well, let me ask you this. When you are with your husband,
mm-hmm.
what do you really want out of that time spent? What do you want? When you are with him, what time? What do you want to achieve out of that time?
Well, I want him to get a coffee, fix me some breakfast. I want him to attend to my needs.
Mm-hmm.
These are all
okay,
things he
that's
wants.
Good.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
However, I just want to be present with him.
Okay.
I don't need to be doing something with him all the time. I want him to be present where I am, not on a plane in some other city.
Right.
He said, I want to be able to walk into the other room and
mm-hmm.
I see him there, I hear his voice, I know his presence is in my space.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Just without interruptions, without, you know, that we're just together. And I'm going to play some golf because I enjoy playing golf myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't want to play eight days of golf.
Well, let me ask you this. If things were different and you could have time with your husband
mm-hmm.
and have time to where you could be fully present with him
mm-hmm.
and then additional time where you can download what you need to do that does not compromise being fully present with him, how would that make you feel?
Well, it probably would be all right, Shauna. So we got to figure out what region of the world we going to figure that out, right?
Yeah.
Because he lied to be at home, y'all.
But I got a few suggestions. I've been sitting here thinking. It's on the back burner.
So, ladies, those who are listening to us, you guys have any suggestions for us? Where can we go? Have you been any place that you might suggest? It needs to be a place that's warm.
Oh.
We're open. I mean, we can go anywhere we want to go. We don't care.
Well,
it can be in the country, out of the country.
My place is actually cold.
Cold? We ain't
mm-hmm.
going there. Keep your place to yourself. We're not going nowhere cold.
But you'd love it.
I'm sure, but we're not going there. My friend said we are not going anywhere above the equator line.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know where that is. I don't know. It's somewhere.
So
in the middle of the earth. I don't know where it is. But anyway, well, maybe below. I don't know exactly where the equator is. It don't matter, but it's got to be under somewhere like in the 70s. So, Raj, you got any suggestions for us?
Well, we know the Caribbean is warm.
No,
I mean,
we're not going.
We don't want to go that far then, huh?
Well, it's actually cold
in Florida, and that's where the hotel is. It was, I talked to my uncle, it was like 45 degrees.
No, that's too cold. We're not going there. We need to go further south.
So
I guess we might be out of the country. It looks like, I mean, I guess Panama is probably going to be it.
Panama?
Panama City.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the closest to the United States, right? I'm not good on geography right now.
Me neither. That's in Central America.
Yeah, Caribbean, Mexico, Belize, Costa Rica, South America. Those are the places that I think would be warm right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably where we'll go, somewhere down there.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be
okay.
Nice.
And see what happens.
Yeah, to you know, one of the things that you taught us, too, you know, when you were breaking down power and honor and time and influence,
mm-hmm.
well, you still do a part for your husband, but then you still influence and create an atmosphere of power that will still give you that relaxation that you want.
Yes.
Does that make sense? That's how you were telling us, because if we got the influence, the power of influence, but how can we still have that love and seek the highest good of our mate, but still get what we want, so you can go into that process that's relaxing for you.
Yes, and maybe that the issue really not isn't is how am I going to relax? What I enjoy? So I'll have to find that space.
You know what? If I may switch hats here.
Which hat you putting on?
I'm going to give you some suggestions hat.
Oh, okay.
You have a window of opportunity before you leave.
Yeah.
Consider taking that window of opportunity to yourself, completely to yourself, without the boys, without any demands, without anything, and then let your husband know
that you're going to take that time completely to yourself and use it to download, not to search the internet, not to find new gadgets, not to get on the phone outside of talking to your husband.
Don't be telling people all my business. Go on.
Go on. That could be anyone's dilemma.
Y'all know that ain't nobody else's dilemma. They don't have them issues.
Dilemma code.
They don't have issues like I my addiction to technology.
Okay, I'm going to pull in. But when we think about that, then it gives you an opportunity, whether it is to go through the different things, the software that you have to help you download, or if it's writing to help you download.
Absolutely.
And whichever, if it's writing, then just write. Don't worry about transcribing. It's just write and send it to a transcriber so that when you come back, you'll have what you need. Mm-hmm. If it's on the computer, then do that and do that only, but don't worry about doing the details. Mm-hmm. Just get what's in you off of your head so that you can be fully present in that time with your husband, and I guarantee you, you'll enjoy it a whole lot more.
You're probably right. That's great advice. How many of you agree with that?
I agree.
Yeah, that's some great advice. Thank you, Shauna.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I got my friend Margie on the line. Margie, why don't you come on in and weigh in and go on and tell me something? I know you got something to say.
Well, y'all are just too funny.
203.
Y'all are just too funny, I tell you. Shauna, girl, I just love that advice you gave, Coach. Giving it to the master coach, that was great, great advice. Are you taking the time for yourself before you go on that trip so that then when you get on the trip, then you have the time and the present for your sweetheart? That is great advice. I said, wow. Like I told you, Shauna, before, everybody needs a Shauna.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Margie. You know I learn from the best. I sit under her every single day.
That's awesome.
Good.
That is good.
That was very good, Shauna. Actually, I'm going to figure that out. Yes, I will. Mm-hmm. So that probably will give me the release that I need to, because I haven't been able to focus on the joy of being able to because of the stress I feel and the pressure I feel about some of the things that I can make decisions about that I want to that I have not been able to accomplish. That are important to me. Not that anybody else is pressuring me, but these are my personal desires that I don't want to come back to in the first of the year because I want to be hitting that pad running.
Yes.
But I don't want to consume all of our time together with delivering or pushing those things out of me. But I know they're necessary.
That's good.
So I'll consider that.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for me. That is hilarious, isn't it, people? So if you're listening to us, we want you to know that you're loved and appreciated, and we've been talking about a number of things today because, you know, then now people, now we coach to have a peace of mind about taking time away from all of these responsibilities, and it is necessary, actually. It's very necessary, and actually, I think I'm probably the one who came up with it, and really, I came up with it because I wanted some time with my friend. I wanted his presence. I wanted to isolate us so that we can spend some inward time together. So, and then he was like, okay, and then I was like, let me do the moonwalk on this one. I got some other things I need to do. And he's like, where you want to go, friend? Just make the plans, friend. And he called me before he got on the plane. Please don't let me down, friend. Don't let me down. We got to go. I need a vacation. I got to go somewhere. So now we got to go somewhere. So we going somewhere. And everybody's like, she got issues. I wish my husband would say we can go on a vacation. That is not a problem, okay? So joy to have women who are supportive and that can help to power up. And that's what I feel right now is a little more power to be able, when we leave this call, to finish a couple of meetings I have, to really focus some attention on getting us wherever we're supposed to be over these next few days. So that's exciting. And what's so funny, we had dinner with another couple last night this was so funny. We're sitting at the table, and we're saying, hey, we're trying to figure out where we could go. They looked at us and said, we're trying to figure out where we could go, too. We want to go on a trip. We don't know what to do. Said, we need a break. We don't have any idea. So here we are at the table talking about, well, let's just Google something. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can find somewhere to go. They said, we find something, we're going to send it to y'all. Because y'all don't know where you're going. We don't know where we're going. Mm-hmm. So they sent us to a website called Vacations to Go.
Oh, good.
So I'll take a look at that later today just to see if I can find a vacation to go to. So, ladies, those who are on the phone with us, who are on the line with us, do you have any things you want to celebrate today?
Margie,
what is your 2011? What are you celebrating? Where are you going?
First of all, I want to celebrate 2010. One of the things that I have accomplished that I had on my to-do list is to build a team, and my team has been growing. It hasn't grown as large as I wanted to do, but however, it's grown from 2009, and each month I've been able to add more new members to it, so I see the growth, and I can see not only that, I see myself stepping back and being the mentor that I really have always dreamed of being. So, and I see myself moving even forward. And 2011 has been that. One of the things is the mindset of with the power that's on the inside of me, not having to compromise or somebody else's power, but knowing that power source that I can tap into. So that's one of the things that I see myself moving in 2011, that I'm moving to a much bigger team or impacting families in their finances, not only in their finances, on just how are in life general. That's where I see myself going in 2011.
Wow, that's beautiful. Congratulations, Margie.
Yes, that's awesome. You know what, Coach, if I may, one of our members, Harla Hawkins, she actually sent us her finished it for 2010, and I'd like to share that with you ladies, because Harla's been quite busy.
There's some of those things.
And a few of the things is that she had some educational goals, and she was able to do 3 courses toward her master degree.
Woo!
She's had several work-related things that she can celebrate. She received a couple of awards, and then she was promoted to supervisor of engineering release and document control this year, so that's great.
Well, let's say, you know, what's awesome about this is she took the time to really write down everything that she finished. Now, that's a celebration just in itself.
Yes.
That she went through, and Shauna's not reading everything on there. She's just highlighting some of those things. But it's really powerful to look at this outline of her being able to break it down in her education, her health, her business, you know, different things that she's been able to do. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage anyone who's listening today that you should consider that, so that you can begin to think about in your professional, your personal life, those health, just to do that recap for 2010.
You know what, that's good, Coach, because when earlier we were talking about how sometimes we kind of take a back seat when we start talking about wanting to celebrate others and wanting you to be on the call, and that this is a great way to kind of help you, because sometimes you complete things,
and once you complete them,
you totally forget about it, and you move on. So that's a great tool, a great thing to do to help you remember what you've actually accomplished. And then for her health, she completed 6 weeks of boot camp. And let me tell you, Harla was extremely committed. She has she's one of our Mentor Me members, and she actually was on every single Mentor Me call. And when she started her boot camp, she sent us an accountability email saying, you know what, I'm not going to be on the call for this amount of time because I'm in boot camp and I'm going to complete this. And she completed that, and as soon as she got out of boot camp, she was back on those calls. So that's a celebration because she was completely focused is really what I'm trying to get at. She was completely focused, and she finished it, so that's great. She was able to transition to healthier eating, and I'm a witness for that for her because she told me about her chef and what he does for her, so that's great.
Right.
And then for her business,
Oh, Harlot's been able to do quite a few things.
Actually, let me speak to that a minute, because I recall I had several calls with Harlot throughout the year, like coaching calls. When she had her, I think one of her Mentor Me calls, it was an interesting call because she called, and I remember I was sitting, I was coming from someplace, and I told her, I said, Harlot, I'm going to pull over because I want to sit, I want to be still, and I want to be fully present with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this next half an hour is completely, you know, focused on you.
Mm-hmm.
And she had some thoughts about her business and what she wanted to do, and it was such a powerful call to me that she, you know, during that call, she kept talking about what she wanted to do and how she wanted to dress these little girls and do different things. And I said, well, what? She said, I still don't have a name for these young girls. I said, well, it sounds like, you know, like it's like, you know, I want you to dress the girl in me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're after, is dress the girl in me, Harla. Dress the girl in me.
Mm-hmm.
And we both, it was like, whoa. It was an aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what the name of her company is? Dress the Girl in Me, LLC. So, I mean, you know, it's really powerful when you think about it. And from that 30-minute call, this is another thing that we came up with. In 30 minutes, Dress the Girl in Me, the name of the company. Then we also talked about the corporate identity or the corporate name of the company. We also identified a unique hang tag for Dress the Girl in Me. And we identified how she could put this package together for a young girl and the value that that brings that young girl's life. So in a 30-minute coaching session, that's something to celebrate just from my side, but how powerful it was that she was able to grasp it, hold it, and create something wonderful out of it. And I believe, I personally believe that Harla, when she gets this together, when it comes to fruition and she's able to produce this, it's going to be something very, very significant in her life. And Harla had me up in the late hours, okay? I was in New York and I was watching a program. It was about 12:31 in the morning. I'm sending Harla an email. Harla, get on this. Okay, you need to be on this. And it's a website for all of those who are listening. If you're creators, you're inventors, you make things by hand that you believe you can sell to people, there is a couple of websites called, one is called Etsy, and that's etsy.com. They have over 7 million registered users, over 4,000 creators. Those are people who create certain things and you want to sell it, like Made in America type things. These are homemade. These are, you know, and they have all sorts of things. And I didn't wear it today, but I have what I call, and I wanted to reach out to the young lady who created it. Her website is called knitsome.com, like knit something, but just knit some. And she created or knitted a scarf that I purchased from Etsy. E-T-S-Y. Now, think about this, lady, and this is why this is a reason to celebrate. Just see what our time, our switchboard is, Shauna. A reason to celebrate is that for Harla, why I got so excited. You have no idea. I've got so excited about this when I saw it on, like, a one of those Nightline commercials or something, a Nightline program. It's because here we have a woman who does about dressing the girl in me, dressing these little girls and making them feel strong and strong confidence and self-esteem, but she has no distribution channel. So now we found 7 million registered users. Surely if we could just get a 0.1% of those individuals to buy one of Harla's Dress the Girl in Me, she already has a distribution channel. So I hope you feel in me, because I was so impressed that I bought this scarf from knitsome.com, because she's one of the producers on this, you know, one of the creators. I absolutely love the scarf. It has become my lino, so to speak. I mean, I'll wear the scarf all day long. It's got these little strings. It's crocheted. You can push it up. You can do all sorts of things. So it's incredible. So I wish I would have worn it today. Then you would have seen it. But it's called knitsome.com. K-N-I-T-S-O-M Com. And if you want to support those who make things by hand that you didn't get it from the, you know, mass production, because I went to the mall and I saw a scarf that was similar, but hers was so unique. I was just so excited because it was unique. The material felt, the yarn felt differently. Plus, she had the strings that you could push it up. You could create this thing around your neck. You could lay it flat. You could wear it several different ways. $30. Guess how much it was at the mall to get other ones. They were $32, $35. So, you know, I felt really good about my purchase.
Yes.
And it got here in 2 days, y'all. So I want you to know, if you want to get a special gift, I want to encourage you to go to Knitsum and support that young lady to buy those scarves. You're going to love them. You're going to love it because, you know, you're always trying to wear them scarves. This, you don't have to be wrapping and choking yourself 14 times to not lose that scarf. You just put it around and it's a tremendous job. So anyway, that's my take on that. I've got a couple of people on the line who want to join us. And I'm opening the line. I can't tell which, because you have a caller block on your number. But hello, I want to welcome you to the call. Just say hello if you're listening. Hello?
Okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, how are you today?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am excellent. Who are we talking to today?
You're talking to an audience, and I would like you to get your tits out, please. Please, pretty please, can the people please?
So we what? Okay, unfortunately, we can't hear you, so we'll have to mute that line. You can try sending us a text message or a chat message, and we'll see if we can share that with our audience. I'd like to come to 757. Are you
there? Hi, Miss Anna. It's Tina Leonard. How are you?
I am excellent, Miss Tina. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent. I thank you so much for your prayers and your support. You know, I try to stay on your heels as much as possible. I try to be one of your mentees, and I thank God for you. And I want to do as much as I can, and I try to, I say I always try to eat your crumbs because I try to eat and follow you. And I've tried to enroll in a coaching class because
yes.
I want to be a coach, a life coach
awesome.
As you. So I wanted to see if there's anything now that you can recommend, or I'm now trying to, of course, Lance and I are going on the air. We have finally gotten everything pretty much gotten our ducks in order so that we can go on the air. So I wanted to see, is there anything that you can impart in us, of course, that you can just share with us that, because, you know, he's in Houston, of course, and I'm in Virginia, that we could, I call us your special children because we are that, you know, we're that complicated situation where we wanted to do that that radio broadcast complicated because we are so far apart, but we wanted to do that unusual thing. And we want to just kind of eat your crumbs and say, you know, we are the next, you know, Miss Anna McCoy. We want to do everything.
Well, let me tell you, I certainly appreciate those kind words, but, you know, I want to celebrate you. Primarily because I do know that this has been a journey for you and stepping out into a place of the unknown and being able to follow the direction and the instruction and be obedient. I'm really proud of you, and I think you guys are going to do well if you just focus on the energy that you share with each other, even if you are away, because even if Shauna and I are not sitting here together, we can still be together in that space, in that radio program. So I want to encourage you to go forward and not to shrink back based on the information that you are responsible for sharing and bringing to the airwaves. You know, it's going to be your responsibility as well as his in order to do that. And I think you guys can do it, and you'll have a following. People will start to listen to you. And so, but thank you for just sharing those wonderful words with me about just watching. And when you think about becoming a coach, I think that's a wonderful thing because the world needs coaches. Women Act Now needs coaches. And actually in 2011, training our power connectors. And that's what we will call each other as we are leading other women to get connected to our organization. So we will start to do some classes and some training. We have in store in 2011 that we're extremely excited about, and that's See the Dream Weekends, and that's where we will invite women into our space, into our corporate training facility, our international headquarters, because we'll have women who will come from around the world to be blessed, to be enlarged, to be empowered, to see their dream. And so that might be something you want to consider as a part of your 2011 to continue to help you see the dream that God has for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are so very welcome. And you know what? We have come to the close of our show. And for those who are watching us via the live broadcast, we want to thank you for joining us. And for those listening via our radio program, we want to encourage you to visit us at womanactnow.com. Consider joining the organization, becoming a person who can get connected to the dream and the vision that God has for you, because we are power connectors and our total intention is ahead. And so, again, go to womanactnow.com, click on Become a Member, and you know what? You can get a 30-day free trial. You can call our office. We'll give you a code. You can call us at 877. We want you to try us out first because we are sure that we're going to do something to propel you forward, to power you up, to be your very best. So this is Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth, and we're going to say good day to you. Happy Merry Christmas. You remember this. It comes once a year. So enjoy yourself, enjoy your family, be blessed. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.